Science Topic 1. pH and titration. Think. How can you carry out a titration? The following pH curve shows what happens to the pH when a strong acid is added to 25 cubic centimeters of strong alkali. At first, the pH falls slowly. Then the pH falls at a rapid pace at the point where the alkali is completely neutralized. Finally, the pH falls slowly once excess acid is added. By carrying out an experiment called titration, you can calculate the amount of a chemical in a solution. The chemical is called titrant. To figure out the amount of titrant in the solution, a known amount of a different chemical is added to the titrant solution. To calculate the amount of titrant, you measure how much of the titrant solution is needed to react with all of the titrant in the solution. The point at which all of the titrant has reacted is called the endpoint. At the endpoint, a color change will occur in the titrant solution. This is caused by an indicator, which is included in the titrant solution. The unknown amount of titrant in the titrant solution is usually determined by setting up a proportion with the known amount of titrating solution that was added.